Our story begins at St. John Hospital. Raven has just arrived and is talking with Blake in the third floor waiting room.
Raven, it's so good to see you. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. My mom flew in last night and she's with Marty now. I wanted to come here to see Mac's family and you. How are you, Blake?
I don't know. The lack of sleep is starting to catch up with me.
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Maybe you should go home and get some rest.
I've left a few times, but not for long. I want to be here if Matt wakes up.
Mac's mom, Ariel, told me that the doctor said Matt could wake up at any minute.
That's what they've said for a few days now. I just want it to happen already. I hate seeing him lying there so still with all those bandages on him.
Blake, there's something I think you should know. When I was talking with Ariel, she mentioned that the family wanted Mac to go back to Erie with them.
What? Matt isn't going anywhere.
I tried to tell her that Mac has plenty of love here in New York, but she thinks he could get better care in Erie with his mother and sisters.
You know, I'm sorry, Raven, but Matt is not going to Erie, regardless of what his mother wants.
Blake, come quick. Matt just moved his hand.
At the Westside Psych Ward, Alexandra is talking with Adriana in her room.
He's here, Adriana. Zach Jessup is in New York.
In New York? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I talked to him myself.
You've spoken to him?
His wife is having some kind of medical procedure done at Brooklyn Catholic.
So, he's married? Well, I guess that stands to reason.
Adriana, he's married to the same woman he was married to 30 years ago when you were together.
He was married?
Adriana, he was in his 20s and you were only 15. I'm not sure how much you knew about this guy.
Why can't I remember more?
I told him about the baby.
What did he say?
He told me that he didn't know anything about it. But I am not so sure that I believe him.
Well, why not?
I don't know. Maybe it's the look on his face when I mentioned your name. He told me his wife knew about his affair and was all right with it.
It was a very long time ago, Alex.
There's one more thing, Adriana. The big coincidence we talked about before, it isn't a coincidence. Your Zach Jessup is Zoe Jessup's father.
On the Upper East Side, Chuck and Zoe have just arrived at the address in Zelda's journal.
Are you sure this is the right place?
Do you not see the number over there? This is definitely the right building.
Well, are you going to ring the doorbell or should I?
Why are you so nervous?
Why are you not so nervous? Are you ready to meet your daughter, Chuck?
I'm not getting my hopes up or making any more out of this until something actually happens. We've had too many ups and downs in this search already.
If Zelda had this address and she survived that fire, then maybe she's been here, too.
Zoe, there's no way Zelda survived that fire. I hate to sound so cold, but if you're holding out hope that she's alive, then you're going to end up getting hurt.
Your concern is touching, but I'm not going to give up on finding my sister until I have more evidence than just your word.
We can talk about this later. Ring the doorbell.
I wonder if anyone is home.
We'll find out soon enough.
Someone is coming.
Yes? Can I help you?
Stacy?
Join us again on Monday for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.